Hi, welcome to Bliss Radio. This is your host, Crystal Bougon. Happy to have you here. Here to talk about fat sex, sex toys, mental health, all those things that create just, you know, all of our humanity. Today, I thought we would talk about the fupa, the fat upper pubic area, or some people call it the fat upper pussy area. It can also be called the lower tummy. For those of you who don't like all those funny little words for things, it really just call it what it is, right? It's the fat on my lower tummy. And like most fat women, I have issues with it. And I believe 100% in complete and total fat liberation, body liberation. But I still have issues with my own lower tummy. I know it's because in our culture, we do not glamorize the tummy. In our culture here in America, we glamorize big butts, huge butts even, big hips, huge hips. We glamorize breasts, but you never see anybody, we rarely see people glorifying or, you know, making an ode to a large lower tummy. It's just not, it just doesn't happen in our culture. And in our culture, you know, we already deal with this idea that if you're fat, you must be lazy, or you must be overeating, or you must be under exercising, all those things. And which is not true. In fact, not true probably most of the time, but that's how we're all conditioned to believe, right? So, you know, I'm 51 years old, and like everybody else, I've received all the conditioning and all the messaging that the world sends out about what is valuable and what is beautiful and what isn't. And deep in my psyche, there's something about my lower tummy that I just can't overcome having it touched. I have an amazing partner who makes me feel like a goddess and beautiful. Sometimes he loves to touch my tummy, and it makes me so tense, even still. And, you know, we've had sex with the lights on, middle of the afternoon, you know, nothing hiding my tummy. Nothing hiding my stretch marks. He knows every inch of my body, yet I still feel weird when he touches my lower tummy. And I know that's really common and very typical. And recently, I found this amazing story article on Vice. The title is How to Have Sex with a Fat Girl. Touch, and I cannot stress this enough, the fupa, the fupa. That's what the author wrote as the sort of subtitle. Her name is Gina Tonic. And she wrote it for Vice.com. And if you just Google the words, how to have sex with a fat girl, and her name, Gina Tonic, you're going to find it. It's a fantastic article. I shared it with my curvy girl community on Facebook. I also linked to it on my blog. But this article is just so fantastic. And if you go to the article, check out the graphic they used. They used an illustrator. Her name is Kim Cowie, C-O-W-I-E, and there's this beautiful image of this curvy girl who looks to be a woman of color who has blue hair, and she's lying flat on her back, grasping the pillow, enjoying some kind of fun that's happening because you don't want, it kind of stops right above her breasts. But one has to assume that she's enjoying oral sex. And honestly, I hear from fat women all the time that tell me they are uncomfortable receiving oral sex because they are uncomfortable of their lower tummy. And I get that. And man, it's a struggle for me to let go and be that vulnerable. You know, when you are that vulnerable, it can take the pleasure away from the situation, no matter how good of a job the person's doing. If it's always in the back of your head and you can't let it go, it's really hard to enjoy being that vulnerable with all of your fat and all of your stretch marks and all of your rolls. Some women have C-section scars. Some women have numbness around that area from their C-section. People have scars from surgeries. So many reasons why we're so intimidated about showing off our lower tummy. And then all the conditioning we receive. But I just thought it was such an amazing article. So I shared it on my blog. I shared it on my Curvy Girl page. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that people commented when I shared it. And talk about, oh man, people were so, so adamant no matter which way they were going. You know, this one person, Tammy, said, I dislike my fupa so much, I wish it would go away. And that made me think of that one image that went viral a couple of years ago where that little girl was sitting there on the ground and she was trying to use a pair of scissors to cut her fat off. And she was trying to cut off her lower tummy fat. Oh, I felt that so deeply. You know, it's just horrible. It's horrible, the conditioning and the brainwashing that we get about, you know, the beauty ideal. Somebody that looks like a Barbie doll, blonde hair, blue eyes, white skin, big boobs, small waist, big butt, tiny feet. So gross, right? Like, oh, how did we get here? Oh, Lord. All I know is we've got to undo it, right? We all have to try to undo it. But I'm going to keep reading some of these comments. Jennifer said, hands off my fupa. If you're caressing my body and gently rub it, fine. But grabbing it will get your hand slapped for sure. Another person, Jessica, said, if someone touches my belly, I freak out. Yeah. Hands off. Plenty of other stuff to grab onto and rub. I feel you. People are describing on my page, you know, what a fupa is. And some people saying how they hate these euphemisms. Just call it what it is, fat or lower tummy fat, which I agree and I'm trying to embrace. But I sometimes enjoy the cute little nicknames for these things, too. Some people like Miranda, who said her husband touches her tummy and she doesn't shy away from it. It's so nice. She said, he's the only man that ever did that with me. And that, you know, I've definitely had partners that I loved and trusted so much that have touched my tummy in such loving ways. And I struggle. And it's just that one area. It's just that lower triangle. Now, when I owned my boutique at Curvy Girl in San Jose, we were open for 5 years. And I can't tell you how many times people asked me, what do you sell that I can use to camouflage my lower tummy? Now, look, if you're getting ready to have sex with somebody, most likely they know how fat you are. Well, no, not most likely. They do know how fat you are. They know how big your body is. They know how big your lower tummy is. Yet, and they still choose to have sex with you, yet we still try to hide it. And I mean, thousands and thousands of people ask me for lingerie to hide their lower tummy. Sometimes I would also get people who would ask for lingerie that hid their upper arms, which cracks me up because I'm like, nobody's looking at your upper arms and you're getting it on. But, you know, we all have our own insecurities. And so you have to just kind of meet people where they're at. So another person said, I don't like mine touched a lot, but a lot of the reason is because of my parts are still numb from my C-section 2.5 years ago. So that's really common. And people said that some people have it forever, that numbness. Another woman, Nicole, said, I'm going to straight punch you in the fucking face if you touch my fupa. Nicole, if you're listening, I love you. This other girl, Dawn, said, next time I get some, I'll tell you what it feels like. Ha, ha, ha. Another person who's a regular follower on my page, she said that she doesn't mind it being touched from the sides, but not from the front. Don't you dare. And there are thousands of people commented on this, or not thousands, hundreds, but thousands of people have read this and shared it. And oh, Lordy, it's just a tricky area still for a lot of us. And it's just too bad. Because even like me, like I said, I know better. You know, I've done all that reprogramming my brain. I only follow really positive, amazing people who believe in fat liberation and body positivity, body acceptance. But I still have that little glimmer of doubt when that area of my body is being touched. And I love to receive oral sex. In fact, I joke that I get out of bed in the morning for the possibility that I might receive oral sex. But I still want that little area not touched too much. And I don't know why. And so if you have some thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. excuse me. I'm going to hang up because I need to drink some water. But I thought it'd be a cool topic to talk about because it is such a sensitive topic. If you want to buy some sex toys, you can always shop my website. It's blissconnection.com and use the code FATSEX for 30% off. If you just want to send me a question or a comment, you can go to my blog, curvygirlinc.com, or you can email me at blissconnection@gmail.com. All right, you guys, hope you have lots of hot sex. Touch that fupa. Have your partner touch it. See what you think about it. If you think you really have an idea how you feel, maybe try pushing yourself again a little bit. Be gentle with yourself, obviously. Nobody wants to be triggered. Nobody wants to feel like shit. And I don't want you to do that, but if you feel comfortable pushing yourself a little bit, I know that's what I'm going to keep doing, just to see if I can ever get over this and just embrace that part of my body, embrace my belly. I embrace the jiggle. I love the jiggle. That lower belly part, that lower triangle right beneath my belly button, right above my vulva. Ugh. Plus it's super sensitive. I think from the, you know, the stretch marks and stuff like that, I just feel like it's really ticklish and who knows. Anyway, I said I was going to stop rambling, so I'm going to stop now. Love your fupa. Love your body. If you can't love it, try to get into a position where you can feel more neutral about it, because it is pretty amazing. It's such an amazing, beautiful work of art. Think of all the things it does for you. You know, it allows you to hug people, kiss people, talk with people, enjoy, you know, the fragrance of a flower or the fragrance of a rainy day, the fragrance of your partner, pet your dog, snuggle with your kitty. So the body is pretty amazing. Fat or thin, we're all just amazing, amazing beings. And I hope you can get to that point of neutrality or love of your fat body. All right, take care, kids. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.